One other thing that has come up a lot is to how to talk to your children about what's been going on and how to deal with their fears. Do you have any advice for parents and caregivers about how to talk to your children about these types of fears that have become a reality in this city and how to assuage their anxiety?
There's a lot of ages of children, right? And not all of them need to really be thinking about the way the world is at the moment, right? There's a certain amount of innocence that's probably okay for, you know, a 4 or 5 year old who doesn't really need to be brought through the gruesome details of the fact that there are people out there who don't mean to do good for everyone around them. As kids get older, it's important to start with personal safety, right? To understand that you have to be a little wary of packages that have been left unattended, that you have to be a little bit vigilant about your circumstances to make sure that you know some of the people around you and that you have some sense of where you are and who you're with. As kids get older than that, it's important to talk about good and evil, about values, about the importance of engaging with other people in a positive way. There are lots of lessons in events like this. And you know, we think about events like this, meaning both the bombings of the last few weeks in Austin, school shootings like the one in Parkland. There are bad actors in the world, but it's important to remember that there's a lot of good people out there as well. There are a lot of people who came to the aid of others. There was a beautiful video that was on social media not long ago. There was a pedestrian bridge that collapsed near Florida International University, and in the moments after the collapse of the bridge, the video captured motorists running toward the bridge to save people who might have been trapped by the debris. There are a lot of really wonderful people out there. And I think it's important when talking to kids about the potential dangers in the world to balance that with the recognition that there's also a lot of good out there in the world and that we don't need to walk through the world in constant fear. We certainly want to be aware of our circumstances, but we also need to understand that there is a lot of goodwill between people and that the Austin community came together despite the presence of a very bad actor in town. And that's the sort of thing that we also want to make sure gets preserved in the aftermath of what's happened.